At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, Sharp Money presented by DraftKings here on VSiN, the sports betting network. Dustin Sweetelson, I'm Patrick Maher. And of course, we've got the draft, NFL, Detroit next Thursday. So it's a busy time of the year for Trevor Sikkema. So we appreciate the time. PFF lead NFL draft analyst. Now, PFF is a hub for the NFL draft. They've got the mock draft simulator, which you can waste a lot of good time on. And also, Trevor's big board is out. Make sure you go check it out at PFF and find Trevor on Twitter at Tampa Bay Trey. Trevor, thank you very much for joining. I'm going to start a little unconventionally. Dustin has a prop on Dallas Turner, the edge out of Bama, being the first defensive player off the board. And I'm taking a look at your big board. You like that play. You've got him going 8 to Atlanta.
Yeah, I think that that's the landing spot that everybody's putting him in, right? I mean, like, that makes so much sense. Atlanta needs a premium athletic edge rusher, and they're basically going to have their pick of the litter. I think at number 8, it's going to be a very offensive-heavy draft in the top 10. So sometimes we get the first defender as number 1 overall, but this year it's going to look very, very different. And I do think that Dallas Turner is a good bet. I kind of feel as though it's either him or one of the corners, one of the top corners in this draft. You know, Quinion Mitchell, Terrion Arnold, I think those guys are in the conversation. But if not them, it feels like since Dallas Turner put on quite the show at the combine, he has been the betting favorite, full pun intended, to go at number 8 overall and be that first defender off the board.
We like the betting puns, Trevor. Hey, Dustin, quickly on Joe Alt, and then I'll get to the quarterbacks and wide receivers. Did DraftKings have Alt at 10.5 as far as draft positioning somewhere in there, Dustin?
7.5, I believe.
Oh, it's 7.5. Okay, so if you're going to go under, you've got him going 7 to Tennessee, Alt, the offensive tackle, Trevor, out of Notre Dame.
Yeah, and other places that I look where you can, you know, bet exactly who goes number 7 overall, Joe Alt is... I mean, his numbers are way higher than you would expect for anybody going 7th overall. Because you guys know, the further we get down in the draft order, the more unpredictable it can get. And yet, Joe Alt is just this overwhelming favorite to go number 7. And I think the only thing that's really stopping that at this point would be what Jim Harbaugh and the Los Angeles Chargers might do at number 5. You know, they've got their left tackle in Rayshon Slater, and Joe Alt's only played left tackle at Notre Dame, but I think he's the consensus best offensive tackle in this class. Does Jim Harbaugh feel like, okay, one, I have to emphasize the trenches. You know, I'm rebuilding this team and I got to get better in that area. Two, can Joe Alt play right tackle? Because if he does believe those two things.
I That's a hard freeze.
I think we just lost Trevor. He froze on us, but we'll get him right back. And Alt, whose draft position over at DraftKings, 7.5. So you can go under there. And I do believe we got Trevor back. That's our bad, Trevor. If you can hear me, I'm going to bring you right back in. Trevor Sycamo, of course, PFF lead NFL draft analyst. You can find Trevor on Twitter at Tampa Bay Trey. Trevor, you got me?
Yes, I can hear you guys.
Okay.
I was just kind of wrapping up the point saying, I don't really know how the Titans go anywhere else other than offensive tackle. I really don't. So if Alt is still there, it makes a lot of sense for him to be going 7 off the board and hitting that under.
Now, this is a season of a lot of okie dokes, and Washington is fascinating at 2. The expectation, Caleb Williams 1 to Chicago, Trevor. A lot of reporting that Jaden's going to be the guy at 2. However, you say not so fast. You've got Drake May going 2 to the Commanders.
Well, this is something that if I was making the call, I'd be taking Drake May here. I would. But it does feel as though we're leaning more towards Jaden going number 2 overall. Now, here's the thing. I believe that Washington's played this pretty close to the vest. So I don't think a lot has, you know, gotten out. I think that the new ownership group, the new decision makers there, they're not exactly looking to make headlines. They're not trying to gossip. It's not like they can contain their excitement for it. They've been pretty quiet, I think. And even some of the best insiders that are covering that team, I think, are still, you know, up in the air with who they could go with at number 2. So the overwhelmingness of Jaden or the momentum of Jaden going number 2, I wonder if it's simply, hey, one guy kind of said, you know, they might like Jaden Daniels better because of the Cliff Kingsbury connection and that offense that he gets to run there. And we kind of run with that ever since. I haven't really heard anything concrete that's like, yes, it's Jaden Daniels at number 2. They like him the most. He's the front runner. So I wonder if it's just kind of a little bit of a, hey, they might like him. And since time has gone on, we have fortified that statement into maybe more solidifying or more guaranteed than it really was meant to be when it was first uttered. So I think that it's still up in the air between those two guys. If I had my choice, though, I'd be taking Drake May.
Okay, good to know. Now, Trevor, the consensus, and it does seem very real, that front offices love J.J. McCarthy. As you know, there's a huge chasm between what the public believes J.J. McCarthy is and what evaluators believe J.J. McCarthy is. You've got Minnesota trading up to 4 and grabbing McCarthy out of Michigan. I'd like to know your opinion on the quarterback. Where do you stand on J.J. McCarthy?
I like JJ. I really do. You know, and going into this past year, I didn't like him at all. I mean, I watched that 2022 tape and there was so much that he needed to improve on to get better for an NFL perspective. The way that he handled pressure felt like that was very poor in 2022. Didn't really go through progressions at the speed in which he needed to. Was really fooled by post-snap defensive shifts with, you know, guys maybe kind of coming up to the line and simulating pressure before the snap and then dropping back and, oh, well, he didn't really expect that. Now he doesn't know where to go with the football. A lot of that part of his game was just not refined in 2022. Basically, every aspect of that got better in 2023. Not to say that it's perfect, but that growth and that encouragement was really good to see. You throw in the fact that, okay, so Michigan didn't ask him to throw the ball enough to be a 350, 400-yard passer multiple times during the season. They did give him moments where it was 3rd and 7, and they go, all right, JJ, go pick up the first down for us. You know, it's on you. This is individually where you could shine, even in a talented offense. And he was able to do that pretty well. I mean, I think he's the best 3rd and long passer that we have in this class, especially if you just look at 2023. He's able to convert a lot of those first downs, especially with his arms, with passes that are beyond the sticks and beyond the numbers. So I do like JJ McCarthy. I have him at a, you know, late first, early second round grade, same grade that I have with Jaden Daniels. But the fact of the matter is if you in any way, shape or form hint at being a Super Bowl caliber quarterback at some point in your career, you're going to get drafted way higher than that. You're going to get drafted in the top 10. And that's just, I mean, it is what it is. It's the quarterback tax that you pay these days.
Trevor, I want to ask you about Caleb Williams and your personal opinion, because let's just use Trevor Lawrence, and people can argue about Lawrence as a pro, but I think we would all agree as far as a prospect, he was pretty pristine. So let's use Lawrence as a measuring stick. If you're evaluating Caleb Williams, how would you compare him coming out to somebody like a Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, I mean, I was actually going through this exercise not too long ago of, you know, how many quarterbacks of the past, really since Andrew Luck, would you have in that conversation, or would you take over Caleb Williams? And really the only two that I think I would cleanly say I would have taken over Caleb Williams is Trevor Lawrence and Andrew Luck. You know, I think you could throw Joe Burrow and what RG3 was coming out of Baylor. I think you throw those guys into that conversation to make, you know, like a big five. But even then, for as great as Joe Burrow has been in the NFL, when he was coming out of LSU, I really don't know who I would have taken between Burrow and Caleb Williams. And I think that that would have been a toss up there. So that's really where the conversation is with the quarterbacks that have kind of come through the NFL draft over the last couple of years and where Williams stacks up. I mean, what he does outside of structure and just what he does in ways that other quarterbacks just can't. I think the league looks at guys like Patrick Mahomes, obviously, but also, you know, Lamar Jackson, I think Josh Allen, these players that can be the ultimate creators on offense. And they could just solve so many problems with what they do outside of structure. And I believe that a lot of NFL teams are looking at those types of quarterbacks and saying, if we don't get a guy like that, are we just playing for second place? Like, are we just playing for third place? Are we destined to lose in the conference championship or the Super Bowl every year, even if we get there, because we don't have that kind of a quarterback? And Caleb Williams represents getting that type of a quarterback, at least the potential of it. And I think that that's why he's going number one, even with some consistencies and some things that he needs to improve upon when he is between the tackles. But, you know, all that to say, I think he doesn't get enough credit for the type of processor that he is. I think that's going to get better at the NFL level. So this is somebody who is a highly, highly talented prospect who gives you as high of a ceiling as you could want as a franchise quarterback.
It's a great answer. I totally agree. I think we don't even know what the ceiling is. That's a tremendous answer. Now, you can get some value, just 2 minutes to go here, Trevor. You can get some value if you were to take Odunze over at DraftKings as the second wide receiver off the board. I love Odunze. It feels like the conversation is Harrison and, of course, Neighbors, but you actually have Odunze as your second wide receiver off the board.
Yeah, and I think that this could happen, right? I mean, like this, just because we're talking a lot about Neighbors and Marvin Harrison Jr., I think we've heard before, like, oh, you know, some teams might even have Malik Neighbors as their wide receiver one in this draft. That doesn't mean that there's less of a chance for Odunze to go as the second wide receiver. Like, again, I go back to Los Angeles, right? Let's say that there's a reality where Arizona stays pat. They can't move. They've got to take Marvin Harrison Jr. He's just too good for them. They do that. The Chargers sitting there at five. Maybe they don't have the package from the Vikings to move back. And maybe they say, all right, we got to stay here. And they want a wide receiver. Well, Odunze is a bigger player. He gives you more of a blocking profile. He's more physical. Maybe they prefer him to Malik Neighbors. I think the same thing for the Giants at number six, right? You look at the Giants, look at the wide receivers that are on the Giants right now. Jalen Hyatt, you know, Wandale Robinson, smaller guys. You get a big body wide receiver like Rome Odunze. Maybe they like that more than Malik Neighbors. So I do think that there is some value to Odunze being that second wide receiver off the board, even for as much as people talk about how good Malik Neighbors is.
Tremendous breakdown. Trevor Sikkema, PFF lead NFL draft analyst. You can go over to PFF, check out his big board and the mock draft simulator. Get some rest. It's going to be a busy week. We appreciate the time, Trevor. Thank you.
Appreciate it, guys. Anytime.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thank you. Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Okay, VSIN.com, best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, odds by state, betting tools, and betting guides. It's all there. Redone VSIN.com, which looks great. It's great on the mobile as well. Check it out. VSIN.com, VSIN.com. Okay, we got you back here. Sharp Money presented by DraftKings. Trevor Sikkema with the draft. I liked his breakdown specifically about the potential for Odunze to be the second wide receiver off the board, because so much smoke and so much of the conversation is about, is it going to be Marvin Harrison or Malik Nabers? Well, if Harrison goes, and the assumption is Harrison's going to be the first wide receiver off the board, what he said is very key for bettors on the draft, and it's something that Mike Randall discussed yesterday, Dustin, and that is you have to then start thinking about the personality of the organization, and you have to look at the construct of the roster. So he brought up somebody like the Giants. Odunze, big receiver. Nabers, smaller. Giants have smaller wide receivers. They literally might just be thinking what piece fits better on this roster construct. So you have to be thinking and extrapolating that way.
Yeah, specific to the Giants, you know, they have Jalen Hyatt, who popped at times last year. I think people believe he has the potential to be a really, really good wide receiver. He's about 6 feet. He's a burner. They have Wandale Robinson, who's like 5'7". Odunze would give them a different dimension in their vertical attack because he's bigger bodied. He can go out and get it. We throw it up in the air from 50-50 balls. But also, he's fast. He's fast and he's physical. You can't really go wrong if you're the Giants and your goal is wide receiver. Whoever is there and whoever you have number one, that will be a win no matter who it is in this draft.
And we're going to talk about the wide receivers in the next segment. Let's talk about the Hawks Bulls now. And to support that conversation, we've got a family vid. Why are you chuckling?
This game is so offensive to everyone involved.
I can't disagree with you, Dustin. It's not a great game. But does that mean it's not a great opportunity to find some inefficiencies in the market? I would think not. Now, you and I both on a couple of props. Let's start with Mike Somich, who has a family vid today. Of course, VSIN hosts and also RacingDudes.com. I'll go ahead and throw it to him. Here's Mike Somich with his play on Hawks Bulls.
What's up, everybody? Mike Somich coming back at you with another Sharp Money play of the day. We're going to head to the hardwood today. I actually like both favorites in the playing game. I think that the Philly number is a little bit short, but we're going to look to the Chicago Bulls and the Atlanta Hawks as the play of the day here. Let's lay the 3.5 with the Bulls. They won the regular season series 2-1. The one loss, they shot an atrocious 25% from three. Well, Atlanta was almost 50% in that game. I like this matchup for the Bulls. They should have success on the inside. DeRozan gets a good matchup here as well. And Trae Young is just returning back to the lineup from injury. It's going to be hard to integrate him right into the lineup. So let's lay the 3.5 with one of the better bad teams we've seen in a while, the Chicago Bulls.
Great job, Mike Somich. I don't disagree with the side, and that's a Samobomb 18 on Twitter. But let's go ahead and set this game up. Okay, big guy, here we go. And I do think that if you just look at it on the surface, you do think the number's short. We had Wes Reynolds on earlier. He said, you know, I'll hold my breath and I'll take the Hawks. Let's talk. 3 right now with the Bulls, 222.5. So we'll start with the Hawks. Literally one of the most disappointing teams in all of the NBA. There were expectations for this team big time this year. They didn't make any trades at the trade deadline. And if you've watched them, and they've lost, 8 straight? If you've watched them, dejected vibes. Like, it just feels like a team that knows it's going to be broken up after the season. Now they travel to Chicago for the right to play in another game to get into the postseason. And here's the biggest issue when you start handicapping the Hawks. You mentioned not just Jalen Johnson, who's out. Okongwu is out as well. Those are two big misses for the Hawks. And Dustin, I know you like DeJounte Murray. And I like DeJounte Murray as well. And he carried this team when Trae Young was out. The problem is, and Trae Young is a wonderful individual basketball player. The problem is when Trae Young and DeJounte Murray are playing together, it's a freaking disaster. They're a negative plus minus when they're on the court together. They're gross. Two seasons, it's never gelled. Okay, that's one. As far as the Bulls, look, DeRozan, think what you want about DeRozan. He shoots a lot of mid-range jumpers. He played more minutes than anybody in the NBA this year, and his clutch numbers were great. So I think he is, and again, you mentioned a little bit earlier, they go deeper. They're also healthy. They play hard. Donovan's a good coach. Even in the 82nd game where I believe it went to overtime, they just kept on they played their asses off. This is complete opposite of the vibes right now with the Hawks. And so I was looking, and I know you have props on this, and I was looking at this earlier. And the first thing I went to was assists because I like the assist market. And what popped out at me, I was like, DeJounte Murray, 5.5 plus money, like plus 110, plus 105 right now on assists to go over on DeJounte Murray. And that is simply the black hole that is Trae Young. Just sucks the life, sucks the usage away from a guy that I think, and I know you love Murray, a guy that I think makes this Hawks team better when he's got the ball in his hands right now. Yep. But that is literally impossible because the identity of the Hawks is Trae Young. They're in a completely disastrous position because they don't know their identity, and the guy they played to be the team and Trae Young makes them worse coming back. Yep. I like the Bulls tonight.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've been thinking about firing on the Bulls here all day. Like, that's a bet I want to add. So Trae Young missed 28 games this year with injury. The Hawks, you'd go, oh, man, 14-14 without him. They did a good job battling. Well, here's the fascinating part. Actually worse when he played. 22-32 on the year when he played. So 500 without him. 10 games under 500 when he actually plays. He came back for the final three games of the season. The Hawks lost all three. You look at the Atlanta Hawks, they've been in this scenario before, but I think the vibes are very different. They're 3-0 in the play-in tourney. I don't think we can use that here because this team is not on the upswing. They are on the downswing. They also had an edge when this thing first started. That edge is completely gone. They don't have a tenacity that we're used to seeing from the Hawks, and they're awful on the road. They were the worst ATS team on the road this year in the entire NBA. 14-26. That's a 35% hit rate against the spread for Atlanta on the road. You absolutely no way can back them. I think the Okongwu piece is massive, because you're going to need to throw bodies down low at Vucevic. Vucevic is a very productive offensive five. Leaves a little bit to be desired defensively, but he can absolutely make things happen. He's very much a Jokic light. I know it sounds crazy to compare people to Jokic because no one's at that level, but he is a Jokic light in his style of play. I think I'm going to end up being with you. I'm going to lay it with Chicago. I have a prop as well. You mentioned DeRozan. So Atlanta allows the second most points to small forwards. He had 31 versus Atlanta back on April 1st. He's going to play 40 minutes tonight. They need this win. So he's got, I looked, every time he's played 40 minutes, he's gone over that number in three of the last four when he's reached the 40-minute mark. You mentioned played the most minutes the entire NBA, and he's who they look to in clutch moments. So if this game is close late, those mid-ranges you mentioned, that's all he's going to be firing up. That is one of my two props for this one. DeMar DeRozan over 29.5 points.
That's a tremendous breakdown. You know, it's fascinating, too, with the Hawks, because Trae Young is owed $43 million next year, $46 million the following year, and close to $49 million the next year. I don't know, and I know this sounds crazy, and there's always somebody willing to take a shot. I don't know at 25 years old, with the success he's had, I don't know if he's tradable. Because, look, one of them is leaving in the offseason, DeJounte Murray or Trae Young. And I genuinely don't know, with the style of basketball he plays, and his numbers are great. He averages over 10 dimes. He'll give you almost 26 points a game, and he'll grab three rebounds. And we've seen Trae Young have postseason success, Dustin.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's tradable.
So, a few things on that note. The three-point shooting has trailed off a little bit at times with him. He got it back up to 37% this year. He was 33.5% last year. It's like every other year it dips a little bit lower. And he's just such a volume shooter. You have to acquiesce so many opportunities down the floor to him where other guys aren't as involved in the offense. There's one destination I keep seeing people talk about that terrifies me for the player that they want to pair him up with. And the name and the team that keeps popping up on my feed is that the San Antonio Spurs could potentially trade for Trae Young. That would be the worst thing to happen to Disaster. The development of Victor Wembanyama. Let him be the point guard at this point. You don't let Trae Young get in the way of that development.
The usage. If he wasn't playing tonight, DeJounte Murray's assist would be set at 8.5 or 9.5, somewhere in there.
Yeah, and I think Atlanta would have better, Atlanta have a better chance of winning.
I totally agree. If he goes to San Antonio, they will ruin Wemby.
Nope. Now, could you convince maybe, we mentioned Golden State earlier, Wiggins has been horrible. Can Golden State put together a package of like 3 or 4 pieces for Atlanta and you do like that kind of swap?
Steph can make anything work.
And yeah, he'd
you know
fit
what
in
scares
perfect.
Me? You know what scares me about tonight? The Bulls feel very square bearish.
Yes.
Just like Golden State last night, and the number's exactly the same 3.
Yep.
Golden State didn't hit. The Bulls are going to hit.
Yeah, I hope so.
Murphy's Law.
It makes sense.
Jew theory.
We work in odds here. Odds would tell you if the vibe was the same in both and it was wrong in the first one, it's going to be right in the second one.
Yes, gambling Twitter police. I don't believe in Jew theory. I was doing shtick. We're coming back with the wide receivers next.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, 2 weeks free over at VSiN.com of our betting splits. You can get access. So you may wonder, well, I'm not a pro. I'm thinking about becoming a VSiN pro, but I'm not one yet. Okay, well, here's the deal. Go to VSiN.com/splits and check out the splits for 2 weeks. You probably will sign up after that. And then when you become a pro, you get the picks, you get the guides, you get everything we offer. Okay, so go check it out. VSiN.com/splits. The big guy texting me during the read. Let's see what he's got. Duncan Robinson will play. Bogdanovich with the Knicks. Is he out for the postseason? I saw that there was some concern. Do you have an update there?
Yeah, they said it was a scope. He had his wrist scoped. Apparently, he's been playing through a wrist sprain for the last couple weeks here. I saw a few reports about it, but so Bojan Bogdanovic, or Bojan for the Knicks, visited with doctors today and had his left wrist scoped. Per team reports, he's been dealing with a sprained wrist for weeks. He had right wrist surgery in May of 2020 after months of discomfort, so it seems as though there are concerns, and that would be a massive blow for them because without Randall, he was a guy that could give you some consistent scoring from that forward position.
Okay. There you have it. We're going to get into the wide receivers with the draft. Just a quick note about the WNBA, which is an interesting transition. But I have to tell you, I have a new favorite team. Do you know who it is?
If you're going to say the Indiana Fever, I'm going to be offended.
I am nothing but a man. And I know maybe just in the big picture, I'm a little bit in the minority here. But I'll just say this. Go check out SNL from the weekend. Caitlin Clark is on the Indiana Fever, and my temperature is going up.
Hold on here.
I'm just saying. That's me. Everybody has their own thing.
No, I'm not judging. There's no judgment here.
You are judging.
No.
But don't be crass.
No, this is a safe space here. All right.
Don't be crass.
Where's your favorite football team from?
Detroit.
Where's your favorite baseball team from?
Detroit.
Where's your favorite NBA team from?
I think we can safely assume the same answer every time now.
You can't just bail on your city and be one of these millennials.
The WNBA doesn't have a team.
You're a Gen Z front runner?
Detroit, I don't think they have a WNBA team.
Yeah, I'm
anymore.
Looking now. It got taken away. Apparently, they don't have a team anymore. So
Justin, between you and I, nobody's watching, nobody's listening. I'm a fan of the Fever for another reason.
No, I know.
Caitlin Clark.
I know. But this is such a – dude, you're mid-40s, no offense. this is such a Gen Z move to sit here and go, I'm a fan of this player, so I'm now a fan of their team. We grew up differently. You can't be doing these kinds of things. I think it shows a little bit like your morals are coming back. You're spinning the other way.
I think that's fair. I'm just telling you, I'm an Indiana Fever fan. And I got to just call out one thing. That's like the 10th age joke in the last 2 days. Like, the bottom line is, yes, I'm old. Like, that's just facts. Nothing's going to change. I'm older today than I was yesterday. 46-year-old man. I stand on these 10 toes, born in 1978. So you can take your little age jokes and do whatever you want with them. But that, I mean, I'm just an old man. I don't know what to tell you.
You were born like 2 years after Dazed and Confused is based on?
Dude, I brought up Ramil Robinson to PJ Carlissimo earlier today. I understand that I'm old, okay? Wide receivers, DraftKings, 6.5. I got to be honest with you, big guy. I'm having a hard time getting to your plus 180. So let me just set this up. So this draft is rich with quarterbacks and wide receivers. We know this, okay? And the wide receiver class is freaking awesome. DraftKings right now on total wide receivers taken in the first round is set at 6.5. If you think over, so if you think 7 or more are going to be taken in the first round, great juice at plus 180. Okay, so again, 7 or more, plus 180. If you go under, you got to lay minus 240 to win a buck. Dustin, I wanted to be with you earlier today. I don't think it's possible we get there. And let me start.
Yep.
We know that Harrison Jr., Neighbors, and Odunze, and Brian Thomas Jr. are going in the first round. There is literally a 0% chance the four of them aren't drafted in the first round. After that, it's legitimately possible nobody goes. Then it's possible Keon Coleman, Adonai Mitchell, Xavier Worthy, Xavier Leggett, Malachi Corley, Troy Franklin, Ladd McConkey. Like, it's possible Polk. It's possible all these names are thrown at you go in the first round, but I don't know if we get to 7.
Okay. So I was definitely more confident about this bet like 2 weeks ago, but I still think it's live, and I still think there is a chance, even though the numbers move in the other way. So you mentioned there's four that are definitely going to go. I think there's three on the fringes. You mentioned Mitchell, Coleman, and Worthy. I also think there's an outside shot. Leggett, Franklin, and McConkey could be first rounders, depending on the fit of what we're looking for. Over at DraftKings, there's four teams, wide receiver to be their first pick, the Bills, the Chiefs, the Giants, the Panthers. And then there's a whole long list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, where wide receiver is second on the board for them to go with a wide receiver with their first overall pick. So teams also not listed. Arizona's not listed. The Bears not listed because their second pick, obviously, in the top 10 there at number 9 overall. I think realistically there's 13 teams we're looking at here, Patrick. 13 teams could potentially take a first-round wide receiver. I think there are 10 potential first-round wide receivers with those types of grades. The question I'm struggling with is depth. The depth of this wide receiver class, is it so great that these teams are going to go after premium positions in the first round? Premium positions, by the way, it's quarterback, it's edge, it's D-line, it's O-line. That's where you can get elite talent that can make an impact immediately, and they'll wait. And hey, if we don't get Leggett, we don't get Ladd McConkey, we don't get Troy Franklin, I'll settle for a Tez Walker, I'll settle for a Roman Wilson. There are so many options in this wide receiver class. You could wait till the second, the third, the fourth round, they might be there. That's what's standing in the way. Initially, I thought Baltimore would go Keon Coleman. I don't even know if Kansas City, even with the Rashee Rice thing right now, I don't know if they're going to go wide receiver as everyone thought they were going to do. The Bills are. The Bills definitely are. So I felt better about this a few days ago. I still think at the number it might be worth a small flyer, but 9 offensive linemen feels like the vibe that's happening now. Because there's going to be so many offensive linemen, that's also going to hurt wide receivers going. So I felt really good about this 2-3 weeks ago. I feel less about it today. I do have another bet, though, that I love.
Okay, we'll get to that. Your analysis was perfect because the depth of the class will have people saying, we can get somebody later.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I've got 6 going in the first round, and I'm going to tell you the 6. Obviously, Harrison Jr., Neighbors, Odunze, and Brian Thomas Jr. are going. I'm going to throw you a curveball. Here are the 2
others to make it under at minus 240. Six total wide receivers in the first round. I think Adonai Mitchell is going to go in the first round.
Yep.
And I think Ladd McConkey's going to go in the first round.
But you don't.
I think Keon Coleman. I think Xavier Worthy. I think Troy Franklin. I think Leggett. I think they're all going second.
So I think we both have the same wild card. I think Worthy is the wild card for everyone just because of the speed and the situation. And there are two teams I'd highlight as options for Worthy. Just when you think about the way the NFL is going and the arms that they have at quarterback, and that would be the Bills, potentially, and if they don't move up, drafting in the 20s. Worthy, with that speed, set the new record at the combine. For Josh Allen to have a guy who, even with his arm, he can't overthrow because Worthy can get under anything with that speed. And then Mahomes at the end of the first round. He is the wild card here to me. If he goes in the first round, he's the one who could tip the scales and over or under.
The thing about Worthy, I think the 40 was a little overrated. Like, I'm hearing a lot about the Western Kentucky kid, Corley. Uh-huh. Malachi Corley is like 5'11", but he's a tank and he's fast as all get. He's like 5'11", 210, and apparently teams love him. So sometimes people just have a penchant. Like, they have a certain player that they just fall in love with, and then the guy that ran the 40, Worthy, slips.
Look,
there's a weird vibe around McConkey. For some reason,
I don't want to get into it. No, but I think their teams are being intentionally coy with him because that's the guy everyone wants to fall to them.
He's 6 foot 185. He's not even like a special frame, but teams love him.
And super productive over a couple seasons at Georgia. Played in a lot of big games against a lot of elite defenses and secondaries. Look, I think I'd make the case, if we're talking about complete receiver, your boy Leggett is better than Worthy. Leggett is a more complete receiver, can do more to impact an offense than Worthy can do. Worthy's a burner. That's why I think the two situations are the ones to watch. Buffalo and Mahomes with that quarterback, that system, that arm talent, you just run deep and we'll throw it in the air, get under it, and make the play like Tyreek Hill.
Xavier Leggett, size, power, explosiveness, yep. South Carolina. Dustin, I've got Xavier Worthy in a Spider-Man suit pointing at Justin Ross.
It's spot on. Also remember, Worthy didn't do a lot of the other testing at the combine once he broke that record. So there are questions about him as a receiver, but he's fast.
The big guy's got a defensive player as the first defender off the board prop that he wants to get in, and we've got a ton of family vids coming up. Get ready for the picks.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
I would just like to point out that Dustin used a Chinese buffet during the break as an analogy, as if other food buffets have all the same foods. Anyway, bet $5. That'll go over. Bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets at DraftKings. DraftKings, of course, an official betting partner of the NBA. Use the promo code VSIN, V-S-I-N, and you get $200 instantly in bonus bets on a $5 bet. It's a great deal. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Like if you go to an Italian cuisine, they only serve lasagna, just plates and plates and plates of lasagna. So he said, I prefer a Chinese cuisine buffet because what?
Because you get a variety. You get so many different options.
That's inherently inferred in
first
buffet.
First of all, Mexican food and Italian food, here's the secret they're keeping from you guys. It's all the same ingredients packaged differently. It's pasta with cheese and red sauce. It's a tortilla, either it's fried or not fried, with cheese, beans, a meat, and some different sauce. It's all the same stuff over and over again. Chinese food's totally different. Everything's a variety. Also, low-key, the chicken nuggets at a Chinese buffet are the best chicken nuggets you'll ever have. Their deep fryer's better than everyone else's. Can you tell I miss eating this way?
Chris Ruffalo, Pick Dogs, he's part of our family vids, of course, does a great job. Visited us, sat right next to the big guy.
Oh, he'll be back in May.
Back in May, of course. And he has a play on the Heat 76ers. Chris Ruffalo with his family vid.
What's up, Sharp Money? It's your buddy Chris Ruffalo from PickDogs.com here with the selection in tonight's NBA play-in tournament action. We're going to go with the over between the Miami Heat and the Philadelphia 76ers. I think this play is just a play based on this number. I just think this total is too low, just based on people reading into the narrative that it's playoff basketball. You know, it's a play-in tournament. It's winning, you're in. And I get it. You know, the Heat, normally a team known for playing solid basketball in the postseason, especially sound defensive fundamental basketball. But it's also worth remembering that, you know, these two teams just met a couple weeks ago on April 4th. It was a 109-105 win for the Sixers. The Sixers have looked like a rejuvenated team with Joel Embiid back in the fold. Even though he is questionable, I do expect him to play here. You know, there was concern that he retweaked that knee injury, but I think he's going to be fine. And the Miami Heat are as healthy as they've been all season long. A similar 109-105 kind of game gets us well over the total here. So I'm going to go with the over between the Sixers and the Heat.
Great job, Chris Ruffalo. Pick Dogs with a Z. He's a good kid. I like that guy. Now, Bobby Stanley Jr. is up next. However, do we have an issue with Bogdanović over 16.5? Is he injured?
Other Bogdanović. Bojan for the Knicks, Bogdan for the Hawks. Not related, by the way. I think from different countries, even.
Can you blame me?
Look,
there's so many Bogdanoviches.
Name your favorite Bogdanović. We got one for you.
Yeah, they're a buffet, which is the same thing as a Chinese buffet. Anywho. Sorry.
Oh, Bobby Stanley.
I liked your Italian. I like your Mexican food rant. Bobby Stanley Jr., Prop Shop Discord, Prop Holiday on Twitter, and PicksWise. Here's his family vid for today.
Bob Stanley here with Sharp Money, giving my favorite NBA player prop for Wednesday, April 17th. And we are on to night two of the play-in games. Now, everyone's going to be talking about the Miami Heat and the Philadelphia 76ers, but my play comes in the Atlanta Hawks and Chicago Bulls. And we're going Bogdan Bogdanović over 16.5 points at minus 118. And this is a 1.5 unit play for me. I love this spot for Bogdanović because I think the books got it wrong. They brought his line down to 16.5. It was 17.5, 18.5 when he was starting and trailing is out. Trailing is back, and Bogey goes back to the bench. So why would he be scoring more? Well, he scores 4 more points per 100 possessions with Trae Young on the floor. Now, he played the Chicago Bulls 3 times this season. Each one of those games, he scored 20, 22, and 28. The games that he scored 22 and 28, Trae Young plays. The game that he scored 20, Trae Young did not. I think he benefits greatly from being a second or third option in this offense with Trae Young on the floor. Young is going to get Caruso tonight as a defensive assignment, and that's going to free up Bogdanović to get a weaker assignment, and he's also going to have a little bit more open threes because they're going to collapse around Trae Young when he penetrates. Give me Bogdan Bogdanović over 16.5 points at minus 118 for 1.5 units. If you're looking for a little bit of a sprinkle, you're looking for some crazy odds, look at 20 plus, look at 25 plus, but bring that unit size down. Best of luck, guys.
I can't lie. You just sold me.
It's a pretty
good breakdown. Anytime somebody throws the ladder in,
all of a sudden the number that's posted feels completely disrespectful.
Yes.
And I start thinking, I'm very suggestive. So when he said 25 and I only got to get to 17, I start thinking this Bobby Stanley's onto something.
The Caruso element, I think, is massive there, because if he's off of him, so many more just knock down three opportunities for Bogdanović. By the way, Bojan for the Knicks is from Croatia. Bogdan is from Serbia. Have no idea if those countries are near each other.
You love to see it. But that was a good breakdown. I think, you know what? I'm going to check it right now and see if it's 16. If it's 17 and a half, I'll lay off. If it's 16 and a half, you might have it at draft.
I'll Nelly with you.
Ride with me.
I was wondering if you would catch that.
I'm old, but not that old. You feel me? Let's see. Yep, 16 and a half.
Boom.
All right. I'll bet it. I'll play your little game, Bobby Stanley Jr. Next up, family plays. Aaron Halterman. Plus Money Prince. Love this guy. RacingDudes.com. Dudes who bet sports as well. Racing_dudes. And he's got one on the diamond for you tonight. Family vid from Aaron Halterman.
For a Wednesday. Well, let's go to the diamond once again. We're 1-1 on the week. We're going to go to a plus money price. So back to the plus money prices today. I'm going to go to the Cleveland Guardians plus 110, taking on the Boston Red Sox in Fenway tonight. Well, Cleveland's won two games of this series so far. Last night was a real thriller. They won 10-7. 1-6-0 in game number one. This one, look, I think the pitching matchup does favor the Red Sox. That's why you are getting this plus money price on the Guardians. I just simply don't think the Red Sox have the lineup to get it done. I know Ben Lively going to start for the Guardians. That's shaky. There's no question about it. As a guy who followed the Reds and bet the Reds all year last year when Lively was with the Reds, he's a little shaky. But, you know, I think this is a situation where if he can just get them 4 to 5 good innings, keep the game close, then it becomes more of a bullpen game. And I think that's really going to favor the Guardians. So give me the Cleveland Guardians tonight for 3 in a row in Boston. Cleveland Guardians plus 110 will be my play of the day.
Plus Money Prince looks like he is on location there. Didn't have his normal setup.
He's on the move.
What's going on with Aaron Halterman?
He's going to be traveling, he said. Traveling tomorrow as well for his spot when he joins us normally at, 5:30 Eastern time. So, yeah, I don't know where he is exactly, but he's got the hotel framing down.
I also know where he traveled. He went to Mike Somich's barber. Give me the military cut.
I can't judge people's haircuts these days, man.
Do you think I can?
No, that's fair. Well, yeah, I don't know if you know what a haircut is anymore.
I haven't had a haircut a year, which which isn't a positive. Let's be fair. All right, let's save your NFL prop on the defensive player until for tomorrow. We'll have a little fun with that. We'll talk defense tomorrow, and we'll close tabs on the way out. It's been a busy show.
Yeah. So
I'm famished.
Oh, I am too. Especially after we start talking about the Chinese buffet. Let's see. You said the D stands for Detroit, Patrick. That was news to me. I thought it was named after something else.
What did you think it was named?
Next one here. You were talking about Circa's not scared of anyone's action. They are the Cobra Kai. There is no fear in this dojo. There's no fear in this sports book. You've probably never seen Karate Kid. You know nothing about Mr.
I've
Miyagi.
Never seen Karate Kid.
It's probably
Danielson.
It might be the last movie you've seen, if we're being fair.
Danielson, Mr. Miyagi. Come on, man. That's right in my wheelhouse as a kid. That movie probably came out in 85.
Yeah, I remember growing up on it as a really little kid watching it a lot.
There are two movies, 100% lock I saw. Karate Kid, Back to the Future.
Awesome movies. Just, you can't, they're always, you can rewatch them a million times, take you back to the 80s. By the way, Elizabeth Shue, forever. Forever.
Is she on the Indiana Fever?
I have a fever for her.
Cool.
You're welcome.
What's next?
Jontay Porter was suspended for life from the NBA today. Apparently, he was doing all the things, the biggest nightmares you could think about with a player betting against himself, literally betting against his own team.
Well, the reason he was betting on sports, because it was going to be a long shot he was going to be an NBA player.
And then finally, some of my props on the way out. Ayo Dosunmu for the Bulls over 17.5 points and assists. DeRozan over 29.5 points. Other game, Kyle Lowry over 3.5 assists for the Sixers.
Okay. I got you. Did we get an answer from the closet? You know, the freaking weirdos, Larry, Sean, the crew, as to why they thought you beat Palm? And I believe the answer was Larry prefers Sublime over Pink.
They said substance over statistics. They prefer my substance.
Okay. Who? He just said not in that way. Okay. Tremendous. Great show. We'll see you tomorrow. Sharp Money.
Bring a towel.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.